We take you now to Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me to eat? Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Business? Not so good, Duffy. Well, you see, the weather is warm and people are starting to leave their windows open, so naturally our burglar trade is all out working. Yeah. Another thing, you know, that's hurting business is that so-called food you've been serving. Well, just this afternoon, a customer found a horseshoe in his meat sauce. You know, Duffy, that's a dead giveaway. And that Irish stew we've been serving, it certainly is Irish. Customers eat it and turn green. Well, Duffy, all I know is it's getting pretty embarrassing when the garbage man has to stick his head into the kitchen and say which is which. Well, why do I waste my time kicking about it? I ain't going to be with you forever, heavens to Betsy. No, sir, I ain't changed my plans one iota. If I've got to have a jerk for a boss, I'm going to business for myself. Huh? Au revoir yourself.
Mr. Archer.
Yeah, Eddie.
Our liquor supply is getting pretty low.
Well, why bother me? You know where the sink is.
Mr. Archer, I can't cut that stuff again. Already there's been complaints that the taste of the water is coming through the rye.
Well, Eddie, I told Duffy about water and the liquor.
What'd they say?
He says we should put up a sign. Drinks with built-in chasers. Not Duffy. Well, when I open my place, it's going to be a little higher class. It ain't going to be a cheap dive like this. When a customer walks in and plunks down his dough for a drink, he's going to get his nickel's worth.
Well, you're still talking about opening that place of yours?
Yep. Archie's in. I got the plans all set, Eddie.
When's it going to open?
In the near future.
When's that?
As soon as I raise the dough.
Oh. Well, count me as a customer.
Thanks, Eddie.
I'll be in every week to blow in my Social Security.
Don't be a wise guy, Eddie. All I need to start off with is a mere $500.
So mere and yet so far. $500. By me of this Duchesne.
Don't worry, I'll get it. I'd have been all set if it hadn't been for that dopey Finnegan. I thought sure he was going to heredit his uncle's diamonds. King's transom, you know. So what does the transom turn out to be? A book, Gems from the Diamond Country.
Looks like Finnegan's uncle was just pulling your legacy.
Yeah, that dopey Finnegan.
What's the matter, Arch? What did my father do now?
Who said anything about your father?
You did. You said, Dopey Finnegan. Who else could you mean? That's what people call him.
But they call you Dopey, too.
True.
Well, how can you tell which is which?
Easy. My father's only got 12 toes. Clever way of figuring it out, eh, Art?
Finnegan, a headhunter would snub you. What's that you got under your arm there, that crummy book?
Yeah. Gems from the Diamond Country. I like to carry it around with me.
Why? Everybody knows you can't read.
Yeah, but this puts a little doubt in their mind.
So you're getting to be a book lover, huh?
Yeah. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking of getting another book and starting a library.
Finnegan, look. You see, it don't work with books like with rabbits. And furthermore, I like to forget that crummy book. I got business to talk about here tonight.
Lock your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen.
This shouldn't happen to a dog. Look, Miss Duffy, what's with you tonight?
Oh, Archie, it's happened. I'm so happy it finally happened.
What's happened?
I've been struck by Cupid's arrow.
Where?
In my heart.
Oh. So you're in love again, huh?
Again? No, Archie. This is it. This is real love. That certain rare feeling that comes but once in a girl's lifetime.
How can you tell?
Haven't I felt it often enough to know?
Well, congratulations. What's the sucker's name?
Harold. Harold Harkleroad.
Uh-huh. What's his middle name?
He hasn't got one.
Well, it's hardly room. Tell me, what does this Hinklehock do?
Archie Harkleroad. It's a very simple name. Harkle Harold Road. Harold Harkleroad. He's a very intelligent fellow.
Yeah, huh? What does the jerk do?
Well, this jerk only happens to be a school teacher and the youngest in the city for his age.
Uh-huh. How did you ever meet a school teacher? What did you do, follow a sailor into a school?
Now, just a minute, Archie. He's coming down here tonight, so I don't want you to give me any of your insulting remarks. If you can't think of something nice to say about me, just don't say anything at all.
Okay, I can keep my mouth shut. By the way, has this guy got any dough?
Hello, Miss Duffy.
Hello, Finnegan.
May I say that you look very pretty tonight?
Thank you, Finnegan. It must be love.
It is not. It's just politeness. You ain't framing me, sister. Hey, Arch, I think I got an idea how you can get the dough to open your restaurant.
Okay, how?
Get a lot of people to put up the dough. Sell shares, like they do on Wall Street in the stockyards.
Hey. Sell shares, that's a good idea. Finnegan, where did you get an idea?
I got a lot of ideas, Arch. My trouble is I never think of them. Yeah. You like this one, huh?
Do I like it? And to show you what I think of it, Finnegan, I'm gonna let you be the first stockholder. How much dough you got?
Well, how much is it a share?
I asked you first. How much dough have you got?
All I got in the world is 85 cents in this book.
All right, I'll take it. 85 cents, I can get 15 cents for the book. Okay, I'll give you 100 shares.
Look, Arch, couldn't you make it 200?
Sorry, Finnegan, but that would be watering the stock. you get 100 shares.
Okay, when do I get it?
Well, just as soon as I accrue a few more stockholders. But in the meantime, you're protected, however.
How?
Well, I'm holding your 85 cents as collateral, ain't I?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Eddie, did you hear I'm turning my restaurant into a corporation? I've decided to sell shares, just to a few select people, of course.
Uh-uh.
Eddie, come back here. As I was saying, I'm only selling the stock to a few friends.
Any particular friend?
Well, just very good friends.
Oh, just very good friends, huh?
Yep, just guys I like.
You like me?
Why, sure, Eddie. We never had a fight.
No, never had a fight.
No, not a single fight.
No, not a single fight.
Eddie, you got a little dough saved up.
Mr. Archer.
What?
I hereby serve notice that our non-aggression pact is terminated.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. You can't turn me down. If I'm going to start a new venture like this, I got to have backing. After all, suppose Columbus had never got backed by Queen Isadora. Suppose he never made that trip. Do you realize that the world would still be flat?
Well, better the world than me.
Okay, it's up to you. If you don't lack no confidence in me, I'll get somebody.
Oh, good evening, Archie.
Oh, hello, Heathcliff. Now, look, I got business on my mind tonight, so please eschew them bum jokes.
Very well. I can take a hint. I don't need this job. As the fellow said when he buried his fortune by the side of the river, I have money in the bank.
Would you mind to repeat them last few magic words?
I have money in the bank.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You know, Heathcliff, you ain't a bad comedian. Why don't you go out on the floor and tell some of them great jokes of yours to the people?
But, Archie, you just said that my jokes were old.
Oh, no, Heathcliff. Rather, leave us say, time-honored. Go on, get out there. Sir Heathcliff's music, please, repeat. Boy, what you got a stomach if you want to open a restaurant.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to see you again. And speaking of butcher shops, I went to my butcher yesterday and I said, could I have a yard of pork? What, said he, is a yard of pork? So I replied, 3 pig's feet.
A splendid example of early American humor. Continue with the Renaissance, Heathcliff.
So the butcher said, would you like a job here? So I said, how much do you pay? And the butcher said, $3 a week. So I said, I'll take it. So he said, can you dress a chicken? So I said, not on $3 a week.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, wonderful. Why Gutenberg didn't print it, I don't know.
And speaking of hot dogs, I went up to my ranch, the K-9.
Please, Heathcliff, no more. Oh, me sides is already splitting from laughing. How much dough you got in the bank?
Well, now let me look at my bank book. Let's see. Exactly 106 quid.
Well, how much is a squid in American money?
Well, same as a pound, old boy. About $4.
You got 106 of them. That's about $500. Where is this money, old boy?
Well, it's tied up in England on account of the war.
Oh. Look, old boy, you mean I've been listening to them crumb jokes of yours for nothing?
What do you mean?
Look, Sir Heathcliff, as the housemaid said to the water on her knee, get out of this joint. Now go peddle your corn someplace else.
Ah, good evening, boy.
Hello, Officer Clancy.
Well, I'd better be going. After all, I don't want to get corn on the cop.
Will you scram, you Berkeley Square? Well, I'm glad to see you again, Clancy. Will you have a drink?
Well, I do mind if I don't. Make it the usual.
Right. Now, say when. Well, that's the last of this bottle.
When? Thank you. Well, Archie, here's the crime. Oh, this stuff gets worse every day. I've seen men die of strong drink, but this stuff can send you to a watery grave.
Well, it ain't gonna be that way in my place.
What?
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of opening my own place. Do you ever do any investing, Clancy, in stocks and stuff?
Oh, occasionally. And I'm quite a shrewd investor.
A shrewd investor, huh?
Well, you got to be. Now, I've got a regular system. Any time I invest money in a place, I watch it personally. I drop in 2 or 3 times a week. I keep a sharp eye on the person who's managing it. And in addition, I have a couple of me detective friends drop in every night or so to see that there's no skullduggery going on. Oh, yes, I'm very careful. Now, tell me, Archie, what about this proposition of yours? Are you looking for some capital?
Oh, Clancy, we're all sold out.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, I wish you luck anyway.
Thank you very much, Frankie.
Did Harold get here yet? Well, what's taking him so long?
He'll get here. Take it easy. What's the matter? You worried that he won't show up?
Not at all. It so happens that Harold has told me that I'm the only girl that he ever looked at more than once.
Well, then why be so nervous? If he looked at you more than once, the crisis is over. Calm down. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, who's that silly-looking guy over there?
Where?
Over there with the horn-rimmed glasses.
Him? I haven't any eye. Why, that's Harold. Harold. Come on over here. Archie. Archie, this is Harold Hockelrode.
Hiya, Harold.
How do you do?
Well, well, so this is Harold, huh?
Yes, this is Harold.
Yep, I'm Harold.
Oh, Harold, I heard quite a lot about you.
Oh, is that so? Well, Miss Duffy has told me a lot about you, too.
Oh, she has, huh? Nothing good, I suppose.
That's right.
Harold, I understand you're in the teaching game.
Oh, only till I get my Ph.D.
Huh?
Well, you see, I have a B.A., M.S., M.A., B.S.
Look, Carol, you don't have to spell it out. Miss Duffy's been around, you know.
Archie, these letters are degrees.
Yes, isn't it wonderful, Archie? Harold, tell him what the dean said.
Oh, no, he wouldn't be interested.
Oh, of course I'm interested in what the dean said.
Well, you see, Archie, the dean said to me that I could continue with my present curriculum for the current semester. And I could also take 3 elective seminars on Lit to enable me to prepare for the thesis I want to do for my doctorate, which is based on certain aspects of the late Chaucerian period.
Well, kid, all I can say is keep punching. But you're pretty young for that kind of stuff. What was you, one of them child progenies?
Well, I guess I was a pretty bright youngster. My mother tells me I was doing geometric progressions at 2. And I had mastered integral calculus at 5.
Yeah, huh? I was a pretty smart kid myself. My mother tells me when I was only 4 years old, my father took me to a burlesque show. You know what I did? When the leading lady walked out on the runway, I stood up and said, "Papa, buy me that." Only 4 years old, mind you. Yeah, I guess it's got to be born in a guy.
Good evening, Miss Duffy.
Oh, well, hello, Officer Clancy. Harold, permit me. This is my boyfriend, Harold Hockelrode.
How do you do?
How are you, me lad? Ah, 'tis a fine girl you're getting. She's a lot like her mother, and like my wife. They're the type that make wonderful wives. Not too smart, not too ugly. And after they're married to you about 20 years, they're too fat to chase you. Yes, young man, you'll be getting into a fine family. The Duffys is real lively folks. Ah, you'll enjoy watching their fights. Wonderful. They murder each other. Yes, the great people. I've known them for at least, I guess, 40 years now. And I've known Miss Duffy for at least... Ouch! Yes, I've known her a long time. Furthermore, I can safely say that...
And
this is
thank you, Officer Clancy.
Oh, I hope I haven't shut off my mouth too much.
Don't worry, Clancy. You're among friends. We know you're a big, fat blabbermouth. Hey, Finnegan, come here. Hey, Finnegan. Look what Miss Duffy found.
Yeah, I...
Finnegan, please. Finnegan, this is my gentleman friend, Harold Hockelrode.
Oh.
How do you do?
Yeah, how do you do?
Finnegan, please. Mr. Hockelrode is a school teacher.
The school teacher? Oh, then we have a lot in common. I went to school.
Oh, is that so? What did you study?
Construction.
Building construction?
Yeah, with blocks. What was your subject?
English literature.
Oh, I probably would have took that, but I got expelled.
Why?
It caught me smoking. You know how strict they are in kindergarten.
Well, so much for lower education. Harold, sit down a while. Harold, you must not be too strong, studying all the time.
Oh, I don't study all the time. I have my hobbies.
Yeah, what?
I collect rare books. You know, I own a Martin Chuzzlewit Faced with the Erratum on page 75.
Good for you.
Yes, I love first editions. In fact, I've saved up $700, which I keep as a fund in case I run across any rare buys.
You've saved up $700? Miss Duffy, can I see you alone for a minute? Just a little business talk, Harold. Nothing amorous.
Oh, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Miss Duffy.
Yeah?
Miss Duffy, I think I might arrange it so that this Harold might want to get married to you.
Archie, how sweet. You'd do a thing like that.
Why not? The guy ain't no friend of mine. But, first I got a business proposition.
What is it?
You get Harold to invest $500 in a new business I'm starting, and I'll get him to marry you.
Okay, it's a deal.
But first you gotta sign a contract. This has got to be legal.
Of course it's gotta be legal. What kind of a girl do you think I am?
I mean, the contract's gotta be legal. Now, here's a pencil. Take down what I tell you. I, Miss Duffy, upon my marriage and betrothal to one Harold Harkleroad, do hereby promise and demise that I shall remove or otherwise extract $500 in currency or coins of the realm and bestow or otherwise fork over to Archie said $500 worth of monies. To wit, I have herein and to under set forth my hand and whereas. Signed, Miss Duffy.
Okay. There you are. And now that I've kept my part of the bargain, what are you going to do to get him to marry me?
It's a cinch, Miss Duffy. He likes rare books, don't he?
Yeah.
So you give him a rare book for a present.
Where am I going to get a rare book?
I got just the thing for you. A real gem. I'll be right with you. All right.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm trying to make this gems from the diamond country a little rarer. See, we gotta impress Harold Harkleroad, so I just autographed it a bit. See, Eddie?
Let's see. To Queen Victoria on her 25th birthday. Yours truly, William Shakespeare. Oh, man, them two didn't know each other.
That'll make the autograph even rarer. Well, Eddie, here goes. This little book may turn out to be the start of a big fortune, you know. Sometimes great oaks grow from just some little dumb button like this. Harold, congratulations. I understand that you and Miss Duffy are going to take the big dip.
What?
Yeah, Miss Duffy tells me you're going to wallow through the orange blossoms together.
Well, I'm afraid she's a bit premature.
Well, better late than never. Yeah, and you're getting a grand girl, Harold. Ordinarily, you know, I would advise a guy against marriage, but not in this case. And, Miss Duffy, I think you have found an ideal soulmate.
tell me, why didn't you ever get married?
Why didn't I? Because I'm a fool, that's why. No girl was good enough for me. But obviously you don't have that problem. And now that I'm getting along in years, it's too late to get married. Me ways is too set, you know. I don't want to hear that stuff all the time. Archie, take your bare feet off the table. Archie, company's coming. Put a shirt on. Archie, go down the cellar and stroke the furnace. But you, Harold, you're different. You're young. You can be happy.
How?
By marrying Miss Duffy.
Oh.
Yes, you're getting a grand girl.
Yeah.
And very attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
A girl, Harold, who has everything that you want in a dame. Plus an important thing. She shares your big hobby.
You mean Miss Duffy's a bibliophile?
Never touches the stuff. But, as I say, she's crazy about books.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, sure. Hey, Miss Duffy.
Yes.
I was just talking to Harold about books, and I told him that you like them rare, too.
Rare? Oh, yes. I'm the only one in our club who has a copy of Forever Amber.
I don't mean that kind of rare. I mean like a first edition of that chisel lot, you know? Like the one you told me to order for you to give as a present from you to Harold.
Oh. Oh!
Yeah, just arrived. Here it is.
Oh, thanks, Archie. Here, Harold, a present from me to thee.
A rare book? Well, thank you, darling. And it's very nice of you, too, Archie.
Oh, it's all right. If your first edition is a boy, call him Archie.
Let's see. Gems from the Diamond Country. Wait a minute. Printed in South Africa. Why, this is amazing, amazing. This is priceless.
You mean on account of the genuine Shakespeare signature, huh?
No, that, as you could see, is obviously a very crude phony.
Why?
The last half of Shakespeare's name is not spelled B-E-E-R. No, the reason it's so valuable is because it has a South African copyright. And the copyright is reversed.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now look, the book is privately printed, see? Only 10 copies exist in the whole world. Gee, this is a wonderful present. Where did you get it?
You mean that it is really worth dough?
Oh, at least $500.
You mean I gave you a present that I could have sold for $500? Holy cat. Flip it on me own giblet.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening. But let's meet here again at the same time next week when our guest will be John Garfield. And if you have a half hour next Friday at this same time, remember...
Duffy's Tavern. Hello, Duffy. You know who's coming down next week? John Garfield. Yeah, nice, quiet guy. Never shoots unless spoken to. Yeah, that's right. So long. See you next Friday, Duffy.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.